A light blazer and loafers with no socks, maybe a bright red Dodge Challenger, maybe a trip to India to stay in a monastery for a couple of weeks. Those are signs of a midlife crisis. We all recognize them. But are 40-somethings the only ones who go through that kind of crisis? Stop for just a moment and think about what it was like when you were in your mid-20s. It's a time of life when you're suddenly on your own. Maybe you're beginning to grapple with consequences, financial instability, volatile relationships that you actually can't just walk away from easily. Two recent college grads here in Georgia want to showcase the unique challenges of the 20-something. Celia Quillian and Shelley Delgado raised over $10,000 on Indiegogo to fund their new web series called Quarter Life, and they're here to tell us more about this project. Hello, Celia, and hello, Shelley.
Hello. Good morning.
So first, can we explain what a quarter life crisis is?
Yes, the quarter life crisis is something that I think many people in this day and age can relate to. Our parent generation, as with any generation that's previous, is very different from our own. We are currently at a time when, you know, student loans are high, the job market is not great, but we're also at a time when there's much more collaboration involved with the internet so people can kind of pursue their own careers. So being in your quarter life is that period of time you're trying to figure out who it is you are and define yourself among all of these other competing forces. And it ranges from not knowing when you should settle down, because half of your friends are getting married and the other half are doing their own thing. Half the people are pursuing what they want. Other people are pursuing what they think they want or what they are told they should want. And it's this big kind of identity crisis that I think everyone goes through.
How is this different, though, than just becoming an adult? Because a lot of people, they go to college and you don't really have to be an adult while you're in college. So you get out of college at 24, 25, and suddenly you have real bills. That's when you actually have to start paying your student loans. I'm still paying mine for just for the record keeping. Yeah. That's when you actually have to start going out and getting a job and getting an apartment. Isn't that just what we're talking about or no?
Well, I think that something that about Quarter Life, the web series for us, is the drive to pursue your passion in life and the drive to keep yourself financially stable is a huge thematic theme within the web series itself and also within my personal life.
So you guys are, it's a comedy, is it not?
Yes.
And how many, when you talk about web series, how many episodes are you making?
Our season, our premiere season, is 7 episodes, full-length episodes, which are 10 minutes long. And accompanying each episode is a 1 to 2 minute short. Each episode basically deals with something that comes up or a thematic element that comes up in your 20s, like dating or new friendships.
New jobs,
your new profession. And each of these shorts is kind of like a viral video take satire on those thematic elements.
Oh, wait. Okay. So the actual episode is how long?
The actual episode is going to be 10 minutes long.
Okay. And then the short is 2 minutes long.
Yeah.
Yes.
Mm-hmm.
But it's different content.
Yes. In a way, it's standalone. So the characters within the episodes are Celia and Shelley. They work in a magazine company called Venus and Mars. In the pilot episode, they are told that
Celia and Shelley, two young 20-somethings who are both writers.
Yes.
Yes.
No idea where you got that idea.
No idea.
Although we are both primarily actors, which is what we like to write.
See, there you go.
But So they work at this magazine company. The pilot episode, they are told that, well, they think they're going to get fired. They're both late to work that day and they get called in the boss's office. But they're told that they are actually being promoted and that the content of the magazine needs to move more online, kind of like how BuzzFeed does. And they're asked, can you make viral videos for the quarter life crowd, quote unquote? And so they are tasked with that responsibility. So these shorts
will
be created by them.
Oh, so these shorts are the things that they've created for their job.
Yeah. Oh, that's so it's actually brilliant. From Celia and Shelley, the characters.
Mm-hmm. What kind of response have you been giving? Do you have to consult? You guys are 20-somethings, are you not?
Yes.
And you feel as though you're going through quarter-life crisis.
Sometimes, yes. Quarter-life crisis and sometimes quarter-life celebration.
Yeah, that's what's a big thing about quarter-life for us, too, as the web series, is that we want to focus on the people that bring you through those crisis modes and kind of make you realize it's all going to be okay. You can laugh through it. It's going to be fine. So it's a combination of that. I know Shelley has gotten me through a number of crises and then you realize, oh, you know, it's going to be okay, Celia.
Vice versa.
Yeah.
Do you have friends, though, who need that message? Who feel as though the quarter life crisis is kind of life or death?
Sometimes I think we all do need that message. Yeah. I mean, there are times in my life where I've definitely called Celia and been like, I don't know how to handle this. I've never gone through any of this before. And mm-hmm. it's those kind of friendships that I think are so important as to mold you into and the person that you're becoming mm-hmm. in your adult life.
And I think there's a lot of, you know, in college, you spend so much time kind of crafting identity for yourself. You become the person that works at the radio or the person that likes to be on the stage or the person that works really hard in pre-med. But when you enter the real world, you encounter maybe that's not the person that I'm going to be. Maybe I want to try something new, and that kind of conflict is hard. And I think that I've had a lot of friends that have, you know, had that kind of struggle of, is this really what I want to be doing right now? You also have this feeling of, oh, I'm running out of time, even though you know that you have a lifetime ahead of you. It's that strange conflict of interest there.
So why choose crowdfunding? Why was that the right way to fund your project?
I think that we've had a really supportive base here in Atlanta of fellow artists that enjoy and support independent work. And so crowdfunding seemed like a good idea for both of us because both of us as artistic people, being actors in Atlanta ourselves, we always want to go and support our friends doing independent work. And that's thriving in Atlanta right now, I think. There are so many...
Especially in film.
Especially mm-hmm. in film. Especially in film. There's so many new works happening in theater, stage, film, visual art. I mean, Atlanta as a city and as a hub, as an artistic hub, is booming. And so we thought that we had... A good supportive group on our hands.
And you did. Yeah. I mean, you made your goal. Yeah. Let's hear from all of you out there and whether or not you went through a quarter life crisis. Tell us what that was like at 25. You can tweet us now at OST Talk. My guests are Celia Quillian and Shelley Delgado, co-creators of the crowdfunded web series Quarter Life. Who are the people you look to as models? I mean, we're about to have a conversation about women in comedy, and the statistics still on women in comedy are pretty depressing.
Women in film, too. It's terrible. Yeah. I mean, even characters in film, about a third of them are women, of all of them, including extras. Mm-hmm. Like, a third of women on film, even though we're half the population. In film, too, directors, women directors, I think I saw a statistic recently, it's about 10% of directors.
Yeah, it even
film.
Goes mm-hmm. way even lower when you come to comedies. It's like 4.5%.
Yeah. Personal models for me, I went through this phase last year where I was a hostess at a restaurant, and when it was slower, I got to read books. So I read like all of the female comedian books. I'm a big fan of Amy Poehler and Tina Fey. Yeah. They're great role models because they're also very close, good friends, and you can tell, and they treat each other with respect. They treat other women with respect, and their comedy is fun, but it's not hurtful towards any other group, which I love. Tina Fey.
Celia?
Amy Poehler.
Do you have any other models that you look to?
I think Tina Fey and Amy Poehler is a great example, just because we are co-creators and co-directors and co-producers, and I think having another woman that you respect so much and that is your equal on set is incredible, because we are able to riff off of each other so much. And a big part about Quarter Life in our web series is that our humor is never at the extent of other women or other people or bringing each other down. It's uplifting and hey, we're all going through this together.
Carol Burnett is also a solid
Carol
one.
Burnett,
I
yes!
love Carol Burnett. Yeah.
Going a little bit old school there.
Yes.
Although she just got her. So I mean, we have a time for about one more minute. So tell me a little bit about response from other millennials. Have they seen bits of the series?
Yes, we have a YouTube channel. It's youtube.com/C/quarterlife, the web series. And we also have a Facebook page that people have been responding to. Our cast and crew consists of about like 30 to 45 people.
Yeah.
And so far, everyone's been very responsive. They've thought, you know, even the little clips that we had in our Indiegogo campaign, like, I can relate to that, which has been good for us because, you know, when we started writing it, we weren't sure. We thought that I could relate to it. Maybe someone else could. And so far, it seems
that way. $10,000 is pretty cheap for a web series.
Yes.
Yeah.
How do you make that work?
How do we make that work?
Budgeting. We have multiple spreadsheets.
We're a fan of Google Docs.
Yes. We have a great team that, you know, our DP, Sarah Suber, is great. She can tell us what equipment
Director of production?
Yes, mm-hmm. director of production, photography. And she can tell us, you know, this equipment is good. It's within our budget. And our
first AD, Amanda Short, she's incredible. She keeps us all on task. She's like organization central.
Yeah. We film by location. That's one of the ways we keep it cheap, mm-hmm. too. We're not filming in order. We're filming it by where the location is.
Where the location is. That's Shelley Delgado and Celia Quillian, writers and producers of the web series Quarterlife, currently in production, as you heard. Thank you both so much.
Thank you for having us.